Antarctic, my presentations at the treaty were that much more authentic and convincing for all those who'd never even visited the continent. I'm sure that Scott and his scientific men would initially be aghast at the extent of the rules we now have for the Antarctic, but he would recognise the scientific basis on which most of the legislation is constructed. For them, the Antarctic was terra nullis, a new frontier from which almost any information would be new. 100 years later, there are still many things we do not know. But of the importance of the Antarctic to the whole world, there is no longer any doubt.
Making the Rules for Antarctica was written and presented by Professor David Walton. The programme was produced by Chris Elden-Lee, and this week's Antarctic Essays were a Culturewise production for BBC Radio 3, first broadcast in December 2011. Well, on Monday night we start a new week of the essay, and all next week we're hearing the writer Frederick Raphael on reminiscing about living throughout Europe between the 1940s and the 1960s. Living Abroad, the title of next week's essays, the first of those on Monday night at 10:45.
My name's Mark Ravenhill and I'm a playwright.
On BBC Radio 3, a season of plays created by one of Britain's leading playwrights.
I've always listened to radio drama since I was a child.
Mark Ravenhill introduces A Nightmarish Vision of the City.
Brecht is one of my very favourite playwrights, and I think we have maybe a limited idea of what Brecht is based on the famous plays that get produced quite a lot. But Jungle of the Cities is an early play, and it's very much Brecht the poet creating this very strange, extraordinary, and I find very enthralling world.
Drama on 3, Sunday evening at 8:30. And go to the Radio 3 website to hear another of Mark Ravenhill's choices, The Octoroon.
Yes, catch up with last Sunday night's Drama on 3 online. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Music through the night with Jonathan Swain from 1 o'clock, but now just after 11, World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
La maraña está de moda y dice, el mañana no apetece, si cuando la trucha llora, uy, 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 si cuando la trucha llora, uy, uy, uy.
Se fue el curandero
y solo nos dejó,
se fue el curandero,
sin decir adiós,
se fue el curandero,
uy, uy, uy,
se fue el curandero,
con él la solución.
Se fue el curandero
con el azul.
Partying on Barcelona Street Style. That was La Pegatina from their album Eureka, a band celebrating 10 years from their beginnings back as a sound system in Catalonia, where they grabbed the attention of, amongst others, Manu Chao. They're headed for the UK this summer, where you can hear them on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD at the end of July. Definitely getting the party atmosphere going there too, I'm sure. Welcome to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Tonight we have music from Tajikistan, Benin, and Venezuela, and a trio in session uniting the Norse fiddling traditions of Sweden, Norway and Shetland. The Nordic Fiddlers Block are in action a little later on. But first, a remarkable collection that follows up in many ways Asphalt Tango's just glorious series, Sounds from a Bygone Age, archive gems of Romanian music. This new collection, Stand Up People, is the passion of a London duo, Philip Knox and Nathaniel Morris of Vlax Records, who scoured the Balkans in search of these recordings of Roma musicians in the 60s and 70s when, in the midst of all the complexities of Tito's political rule, this most marginalised of peoples had an unprecedented opportunity to let their music shine. The music shows the glories of Roma traditions, meeting headlong with influences from Turkey, from India, and above all, from British and American pop and rock. And the result is, well, I love it, and I hope you do too. This is the opening track from the collection, featuring a young Roma star of the time, Muharrem Serbizovski. Ramjana, Ramjana, do you speak Romani?
Ramayana, Ramayana, Janiyali Romane. La jana, la jana, y prastala, amarero mendar sal rovela, pedia que manque bakirla, kaina janel romane zadim nola, pedia que manque bakirla, kaina janel romane zadim nola. Ramayana, Ramayana, jane ali romane.
Najana, najana, me milomila.
Ramayana, Ramayana, jane ali romane.
Najana, najana, me milomila. Najana, najana, me milomila.
Çaman mı gül?
Giving Without Hesitation. That was Ozoda Ashurova, accompanied by Sirojidin Jurayev on the long-necked lute, the dotar, and that comes from a collection of classical music and songs from Tajikistan, showing how the states of Central Asia have reasserted themselves and their artistry in a post-Soviet world as they find themselves geographically and culturally closer to other Islamic nations compared to a somewhat more distant Russia. It appears on that collection of music from Tajikistan, curated by Abduvali Abdurashidov, a highly regarded sato or tambura master there, and it's released on Radio France's Okora label. And we'll stay with their beautifully eclectic catalogue and another new release from them, this time the music of Benin. Now, we talk a lot about the roots of American blues and their undoubted African origins, but while the likes of the great Ali Farka Touré had a musical style that could be argued to have travelled in both directions, the influences moved both ways. This next track, however, is a great example of no messing roots, pure and simple. It's a collection of the music and songs of the Bariba people who live along the Niger River in Nigeria and Benin. It's serious, raw, gutsy blues, which surely demonstrates that the origins of the blues are right here in West Africa. Have a listen to the wonderfully powerful voice of Yaro Diguriru as he sings in praise of one of the heroes of the Bariba, Biogera, a great fighter against oppression and for the traditions of the Bariba, attacked from other indigenous peoples and imperial forces alike. And he was eventually captured and beheaded for his troubles.
I be again, but I sit down with your booty. You know, Muda, be give back, but be again, I go. You be again, I go. Summer, bam, morning, and in my go. But I think I did not make a man gang go. You know, and I sat up, but be again, I go. Tiba tu le bara, babi yogira kazu, bi yogira mako atabu ya wuri. Domaru sadiba, babi yogira gu. Seguru sadibibu, babi yogira gu. Yebi yogira gu, bamo bemu. Ma bi ogira gu ayo si ona me be bi ogira ti aku nonu ma aye gba si yun abi ogira godo gbagbo ba un were ma go o ka yi zoro nka mudune un ba ga yi zoro nka mudune un ba toru ba ka gele wa mi o Gambar gani awar gor ko kabi Mene bibu iwo nenu won de me bi ogira kuwa Bi ogira siguru ka go ba nwere Bi ogira godo ka go ba nwere Ya biru banu bi ogira de ami joro ka Kabudune mago Badimu kaya wa bubi ogira bere Soru kaboma bubi ogira bere Sokuru kaya bubi ogira bere Gogombudo bubi ogira bere Buro buro bubi ogira tuwai Taubu tunu abu bi agira yara Seguru ka kwa sama kwa burambu Mo seguru dara wuka kwa mbura dwani mago Eee me be dangin kuni mago. Ye nunga nazara para babi ogina gu. Jemba tu de para babi ogina kazu. Bi ogina gwaya zita wuya wuri. Iye bane duni yami itene nungo deme bi ogina kuwa ni mago. Sheguru kago shama kwa burambo. Azeguru dwara kago mburadu. Anduni ya de dali abisoro. Duni ya kutimbo sheshu.
مرحبنا بالخطار بالغرب وبالمعنى بالغرب وبالمعنى ومعنا
Aziza Brahim, the exiled Sahrawi singer, originally from Western Sahara, but living now in Spain. That was Marahabna from her album Mabruk, recorded with her band Gulili Manku. Now, we've played her a couple of times in recent months in World on 3, and you'll be able to hear her live in session on World Roots this Sunday evening. Do check that out if you can, or listen again for the following 7 days on the BBC iPlayer. Before that, and following on from the Bariba music of Benin, was another track from singer and Kamalangoni player Abu Jara Sabu, appropriately enough the hunter's instrument, as the son of a master hunter. He became something of an exile himself, a wandering musician away beyond his native Mali, travelling thousands of miles with his instrument before finally meeting his musical mentor Moussa Kanti in the Malian capital of Bamako. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, where we'll be hearing shortly from the session for tonight's show, a fiddle trio celebrating Nordic common ground from Norway, Sweden and Shetland. We'll be listening to the Nordic Fiddlers Block from their session here in Glasgow during their UK tour. Before that, we have next up one of the longest lived of Scottish traditional music bands still playing on the scene today. Battlefield Band has seen many famous names pass through its ranks, from piper Ian MacDonald to fiddler John McCusker. And the last original member, Alan Reid, hung up his touring shoes a couple of years ago. But the current youthful lineup has no signs of letting the Battlefield brand go out to pasture just yet, certainly not with a new album on the go on their home label, Temple Records. Here they are with the younger members to the fore and a great pipe tune, a pipe march, Major George Morrison DSO from fiddler Alistair White's Island of Lewis. A Porta Bial jig from Ewan Henderson there about Nian Nicalliche Crochtiche Krupich, the scolding of the hunchback woman's daughter. It's a great jig, and rounding off with Ewan's own tune for one of the great young session bands of the Glasgow Highland scene, the Pneumatic Drills.
Strategy room, Preppy Castle, Mushaka, and all the Hundigi to the Strategy room. The Amicali, the Kratiki, the Strategy room. Preppy Castle, Mushaka, and all the Hundigi to the Strategy room. Hundigi to the Strappy and to the Hundigi to the Strategy room. Hundigi to the Strappy and to the Hundigi to the Strategy room.
London-based Bluegrass Fury from a debut album, Introducing the Wagon Tails, a diverse band of London-based musicians with classical, new folk and jazz backgrounds brought together by their love of Bill Monroe and his ilk. The Wagon Tails' new album is out on Fire Eater Music, and before that was the venerable Battlefield Band in excellent form on their latest album. I hardly dare count how many albums down the line that is now, but as the new release says, room enough for all, and that's out on the Temple label. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and it's time for the first instalment of tonight's session in Pacific Quay in Glasgow. Now, talking of long-time-served bands, the legendary Boys of the Loch and their distillation of Scottish and Irish influences would be right up there, and they too have seen lineup changes over the years. Currently, it's Shetlander Kevin Henderson that does the fiddle duties there, but as if that's not enough, he's also an original member of Fiddler's Bid and Session A9, two of Scotland's great fiddle big bands. But his current passion is for the band we're going to hear tonight. Three fiddle styles from across the northern land and seascapes combined to give us the Nordic Fiddler's Block. Kevin from Shetland is joined by Olaf Luxengård Mjelva from Norway and Anders Hall from Sweden. And it was Anders' brainchild, this trio, in the first place. The result, the sound of three distinctive traditions very much in harmony with each other, while still able to revel in their own distinctive characters. Let's hear the guys in action first off then with a Shetland reel from Walsa. A great start to the session there. Shetland taking the lead with a reel from Walsa played by the Nordic Fiddler's Block. Playing in session for World on 3 tonight. Kevin joined on that set by Anders on viola and Olaf on hardanger. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Mid-tour as well, so that's great. You're looking very fresh, considering. must be early in the tour.
Job.
Tell me, first of all, where each of you comes from. Kevin, we're probably most familiar with yourself through Fiddler's Bid and your own Shetland background, but Anders and Olaf, give us a little bit of your own background.
Yeah, I'm from Sweden, from a part called Hälsingland.
And whereabouts is that?
It's just in the middle, actually. Yes, it's like 300 kilometres north from Stockholm, just in the woods. But it is the most beautiful part of Sweden.
Of course. Yeah. And Olaf, yourself?
Yeah, I come from a small town called Røros. It's on the border to Sweden, kind of in the middle of Norway. And it's a very strong fiddle tradition there.
So, Anders, it was your idea to bring this trio together. Where did it come from?
We just met up in different late night sessions, jams, in different festivals where we were playing with other bands. And then we just had a couple of few drinks, I think. So it's like an idea that you get when you're drunk, but this actually worked out.
Yeah. There's many brilliant ideas around about that time of the morning, isn't there?
So glorious. It's just
but when they actually sort of come to fruition, then that's a great thing. Kevin, I'm not so long back from your own part of the world in the Shetland Folk Festival, and there's no doubting the Scandinavian connections there. Where is the most obvious point at which the three traditions meet when you start looking for something that pulls the music together?
Well, a lot of the old traditional Shetland music is obviously strong links to the old hardanger music in Norway. And they do have some reels in the south of Norway as well, Because, I mean, it's very different styles we each have, but in some way it works.
Yeah, also, like, we have some tunes at home that were used in, like, a bridal march. That yeah. is like a Scottish hornpipe or something yeah. over here. It's just the same melody almost.
Well, that's the thing about Shetland music. There's a lot of ceremonial music like they have in Scandinavia, like bridal marches and just tunes that's only played in certain days and at no other time. And that's found in Norway and Sweden as well. But they don't have the bedding tune tradition. That's our own.
No, we're very, we're very unhappy, jealous about that, actually.
They're obviously much more private people.
Yeah.
It's always a challenge when you bring three traditions that have certain elements in common, but like you say, that they have their own specific characteristics. The challenge is not to bring it down to the lowest common denominator. How do you go about letting the different traditions, characters come through in the music?
I think when we play a Swedish tune, for example, it's normal that Anders will lead it.
Yeah.
And a Norwegian tune, Olaf will lead it. And a Shetland tune, I'll lead it. Then that's kind of at the forefront, if you know what I mean. I was, like, amazed. It breaks my heart to have to say this live on radio. Amazed yeah. when I started playing music with Olaf and Anders, because their knowledge of harmony and second voice and that was incredible. It's, like, sort of instant for them. And that it's not for me, so it's a bit of a challenge.
No, the whole world can hear it.
I know,
say what it again,
a disaster. But the harmonies and second voices that they use in Norway and Sweden is pretty special, in my opinion. It's
yeah,
a great thing.
We have a lot of, like, duo playing. You play the second voice and the melody. It's like the tradition.
Well, let's hear some more then. Who's taking the lead in this next set?
Yeah, it's the Norwegian. I have to give a lot of credit to a good fiddler and a friend of mine, Jon Ole Morken, who has made most of the melody here. But it's called Fjellvåk. It means mountain bird.
Okay, and Kevin, I'm not going to take the credit for this in case it's wrong, but Kevin assures me that that is a rough-legged buzzard.
I'm 99% sure I'm nearly correct.
Well, if we've got it wrong, somebody can tweet us at yeah. BBC Radio 3 and put us
but
right.
But you should be right, because one of Kevin's great passions is bird watching.
The reason I took up bird watching is because it's incredibly boring to be on tour with a Norwegian and Swede.
Right, go before you all fall out with each other.
Thank you.
Oh, exquisite stuff. Fjällvåg. And there's more from the Nordic Fiddlers block in a wee while here on World on 3. Next week's session with myself, Mary-Anne Kennedy, will be in the company of a songwriter with an eye for the different angle on life and a passion for the lot of the ordinary Joe. Chicago's Al Scorch and his country soul ensemble will be singing songs from their album Tired Ghostly Town, including this late-in-life love story, a touching remembrance of his grandparents. And I dare you to listen and not be moved.
Well, he raised two flags every morning, stars and stripes and the maple jack, one for him and one for his wife. And after the heart attack, he still walked out and down the hill, gave that cord a tug. Stars and stripes for his country, a maple leaf for the one he loved. And she was a level-headed woman, Canadian pioneer stock. He was a city boy who loved his toys, and they spent their summer by the ferry dock in Wisconsin. And it reminds her home, where the hummingbirds feed and blue jays screech, just like Ontario. And the years rolled on, pushed along by that cruel old master time. She held him close and loved him dear, yet slowly lost his mind. And he passed on. In Chicago, Illinois, she was again a 19-year-old country girl in love with a city boy. And he still sleeps beside her. It's strange, but it feels the same. When she stops breathing in her sleep, she swears and calls her name. Those two flags still fly every morning, sure as the rising sun. Maple leaf for the country, stars and stripes for the one she loves. Stars and stripes for the one she loves.
Holding on see this one re stained dark as wine. This was always to be part of my story, not yours but mine, not yours but mine. And letting go is the hardest part, holding on some semblance of deep in my heart, but I am still whole, I am still whole, and I will waste my heart on fear no more, I will find the secret
alltaf vakir í mér þrá, oft mig að dreyma fyrir norðan fjöllin blá. Fegurðina heima, sumarið með sól og yl, sé og glöggt má finna, ber þú kveðju blærin til, bensku stöðva minna. Vastalin ég vona sjá, vill minn huga teima, það víst ég aldrei á. Annar staðar heima.
When I visited Iceland a couple of summers ago, I watched in the Folk Music Museum in Siglufjörður a video of the man who wrote that song, singing in the company of his own community, working with the sheep. And it could have been my own grandfather at the Sheepfank in setting and in music and the singing style. But that, however, was Grímur Larsson, father of Bára Grímsdóttir, the singer there. Grímur wrote this song when the family moved to Reykjavik from the north of Iceland back in the 60s, and it's a classic song of homesickness and the opening solo track on Bára and guitarist Chris Foster's new album of Icelandic song. It's called Flúr, some 9 years after their first wonderful release, which was called Funi. Before that, and following on from Al Scorch's Canadian cross-border love song, was another gorgeous voice, Australian by birth but definitely Canadian by association. Ruth Moody, one of the founder members of the Wailing Jennies, is touring her solo album just now, These Wilder Things. She's in the UK and Ireland over the next while, with a tour starting next week, and it includes a high profile opening slot for Mark Knopfler at the Royal Albert Hall at the end of the month. Now, it's not my habit to go wandering down the darker paths of jazz terribly often, but there are a couple of wonderful albums out or just about to be released just now that have grabbed me by the ears, including this from pianist Leo Blanco, which has only just been mastered and whizzed through the ether to us here for an exclusive first airing anywhere of the recording right here on World on Three. Leo recorded this completely solo in Mérida, in his hometown in Andean Venezuela, in a local theatre with a beautiful piano right across the road, bells and all in some of the tracks from the cathedral. Leo is playing the UK in June, from Inverness to London and several points in between, with his Glasgow Jazz Festival debut on the 26th in the serene surroundings of the City Hall's recital room.
Thank you.
First up there was a world exclusive for World on 3 with a first broadcast of Leo Blanco's Pianoforte. You can catch him live in the UK throughout the latter part of next month and, of course, his debut at the Glasgow Jazz Festival. And he was followed by another recent visitor to these parts, Finnish accordionist Johanna Juhola, and a track from her new album, Tango Fantasia 2. And that one was a tribute to sock-knitting grannies everywhere, a treasured resource as my own sock drawer of lovingly fashioned hand knits can testify to. So, having taken the tango route back from South America to Scandinavia, we can return to the session for tonight, which comes from the Nordic fiddle trio of Shetlands, Kevin Henderson, Olaf Luxengur Mjelva from Norway, and Anders Hall from Sweden. And the Nordic Fiddlers Block are carrying on with Sweden taking the lead here, and a Polska fra Delsbo.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. Two fiddles and Hardanger going for us there. That time with the Swedish Polska played by the Nordic Fiddlers Bloc playing live for us in session here on World on Three. And Kevin, Olaf and Anders just coming back over to the table here just now. Anders, tell me a little bit more about, you were talking earlier about that tradition of duo playing and how that works in terms of how you treat the structures and harmonies of the music.
Yeah, you usually play very close second voice, like very close up to the melody, like the third, I think you say here. And it's a lot of variation inside, but you have like a frame that you're inside and you have a lot of ability to like improvise inside it. But
now, when we were in Shetland at the folk festival, we heard some of the fiddlers at the Isles gathering playing some old Shetland reels in the old open tuning.
Yeah.
Does that give you a kind of connection with the Hardanger?
Yeah, absolutely. The tunes that was played in that like AEAE tuning, it sounds very like the old Hardanger music. Is that sort of resonance off of the fiddle. So there's that a lot of the old fiddle players played in AEAE, especially in Yale and Onston Walser.
Do you use that tuning much yourself, Kevin?
I do actually. In when I play sort of with Matthias Perez, I use the AEAE tuning, but not in this constellation. I leave that ringing sound to Olaf.
Not getting in the way. It's very diplomatic. it's obvious that you enjoy the music and you enjoy the company and taking the rip out of each other. is this a kind of one-off project, or does it have a longer shelf life for you guys?
I think it would last a long time. It's really good with this group because it's kind of easy to travel with, and it's good guys, I have to say. And
remember that they're on air now. Okay.
Yeah,
and the fact that Norway and Sweden used to belong to Shetland. Or
yeah, but we all play in other bands that are more like party bands. But we talked bigger about this could be like a project we can play with when we are 70 years.
Yeah, so we're working on the second album now. You will get it.
Excellent. Yeah. What we were told when we were up in the islands, Kevin, was that the history doesn't work quite the way you're describing it there, that you were pawned off to Scotland.
That's right, yes. It was part of a dowry in the 1400s. But apparently it's not legally binding, so we still belong to Norway.
Oh, well, they're obviously cashing in their chips by bringing you back into the fold here. I think a Norwegian tune for the last tune of the session.
Yeah, that's right. It's something we call halling. It's a kind of dance, male solo dance, very acrobatic dance. But it's really hard to see it on the radio.
Well, we'll let people's imaginations do that bit. And yes, give us this Trondheim halling then, the Nordic Fiddlers Block.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks a million to Kevin, Olaf and Anders. The Nordic Fiddlers Block have just a couple more gigs in Ireland to wrap up the current tour this weekend. But what a finale they'll have at the famous Baltimore Fiddle Fair down in West Cork. Next week's session here on World on Three with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy, will be in the company of Chicago songwriter Al Scorch and his Country Soul Ensemble. But we'll take a complete change of scene now to Israeli percussionist Yinan Mualem's Rast Ensemble and his ongoing fascination for melding Jewish and Turkish music. This is their sixth album. It's called Funky Dervish, recorded for the most part live in the studio with various guests contributing afterwards. And I particularly like the bassy, vocally percussive-led title track.
Thank you. Grâce à vous, la vie apparaît sur chaque pays que vous visitez, comme si vous étiez une pluie qui tombe sur la terre. Et vous donnez à voir un spectacle de grâce, comme si vous étiez des fleurs aux yeux de l'humanité. Votre lumière guide le voyageur jusqu'à son but, comme si vous étiez des lunes dans l'obscurité de la nuit. Dieu ne laissera aucun quartier manquer de votre visite, ô vous dont la mémoire restera inscrite en chacun de nous, au centre de notre corps et au fond de notre cœur.
Meeting of Christian spiritual texts and Sufi poetry, Iranian traditional song and Islamic-inspired instrumentals, drawn together by Gerard Kurdijam, whose voice you heard there reciting the poetry of Omar Khayyam and Sidi Abu Medjan. Thanks to you, life appears in each country you visit as if you were rain falling on earth. The Oiseau de Feu project was the result of a musical residency in Marseille, and the resulting album is released on Accords Croisés through Harmonia Mundi. Before that, a love song from the Greek traditions of Asia Minor and the western fringes of what is now modern-day Turkey. It's a collection of songs from that region, and it's at the heart of a collection of Greek bouzouki by composer Michalis Terzis on ARC Music. And we started out the whole thing with Israeli percussionist Yinon Mualem and his Funky Dervish. Another elegant piano performance next from Cuban maestro Chucho Valdez and his new album with the Afro-Cuban Messengers, Border Free. And the borders transcended are not just geographical, but musical, as he gives us a brief encounter with Rachmaninoff towards the end.
Thank you.
sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. There's no place like
Swamp Pop Kids. Cajun Joy and La Jolie Fleur du Bois from Louisiana's Revelers, a new band to this side of the Atlantic, and I know that they're going to be headed for the UK in 2014. Starting out there, Chucho Valdez led on to another track from an album I played last time out, Manx singer-songwriter Christine Collister this time doing the honours in celebrating songs from the turn of the 1900s, long gone out of fashion, but lovingly reset by herself, Richard Thompson, John McCusker and a host of others. The Beautiful Old is released on Doubloon Records. So, we reach the final track on tonight's World on 3 before we head serenely towards Through the Night, and none too gently either. Thanks again to the Nordic Fiddlers Block for the session, to Neil Young and Chris McConaughey, and to producer Roger Short in the studio. We go out with music from the febrile imagination of Chinese alt-rocker Song Yuzhe, the man behind Dawang Gang, which takes its name from the Chinese opera term for wild music. It's a soundscape journey through streets and temples, the shores of a lake by a holy mountain, and a Taoist Buddhist dedication to the money gods. Maybe it'll bring us all prosperity. And before that, more solo dotar from that Tajikistan showcase album on the Akora label. This is Sirojiddin Jurayev and Zulf, The Lock of Hair. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, a concert from Copenhagen to set us on our way tonight. Christian Järvi conducting the Danish National Symphony Orchestra in October 2012. Christian Järvi, something of a Leonard Bernstein champion, the Mass especially. And this concert ends with Bernstein's Second Symphony. It opens with Janáček's Sinfonietta. Janáček's hometown Brno was the inspiration for the Sinfonietta. The piece is basically a portrait of Brno immediately after Czech independence in 1918. Janáček's own words here: "As if by a miracle, the sheen of liberty spread shining over the town. I saw myself in it. I belonged to it."